Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging around with me. I appreciate your business. I hope you're saying that to your customers. Say thank you for the business, sir. Thank you for the business, ma'am. Thank you for coming in. I know you have other choices. I appreciate you choosing us. Do that, folks. If you'll start that today, if you'll start doing that, if you'll start giving that back to your customers, I think you'll see your business pick up. I really do. I believe it with all my heart. And talk about, that's not even low-hanging fruit, ladies and gentlemen. That's lying on the ground. Just pick it up and use it. And train your people to do that. It's a big deal. Speaking of giving back, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. Drew McManus is back in the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's back with us, and he's president and co-founder of Bring Light Incorporated. It's an organization that helps people like you and me give back. Let's get him in here. Drew, welcome back to the show.
How are you today, Jim?
It's good to have you back. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for joining us again and talking about this very important topic. I was telling the audience a minute ago about how your company, this business you and Melissa Dierdahl have founded, helps people with a busy schedule, with a hectic life, who may not know very much about anybody who needs help. You guys help facilitate that. You help put the need and the benevolence together, don't you?
That's absolutely right. You know, one of the principles that we kept in mind as we designed the website was exactly that. You know, people who want to do good but want to do it properly but might not have the time to do all the research on their own. We've got a whole website full of charities that have been pre-screened. We make sure everything's legit, and they show you exactly what they're going to do with your donation. So you can make your donations with confidence and feel like a lot of the research has been done for you.
You know, I was thinking about this I was contemplating you being on the show, Drew. And when I was growing up, I grew up in, you know, I don't know if it was lower middle class or upper lower class or whatever. My parents had a job. We had a nice house. We had plenty of food. We didn't have a lot of money, but I was never cold or ever hungry, and mm-hmm. But I lived close enough to people who didn't have a lot. I guess that's one of the reasons why I always felt like, you know, maybe I was upper lower class, maybe socioeconomically speaking. I was never more than a block or two away, or a half a mile or so away, depending on where I lived, from somebody who it was clear that they didn't have very much.
Right.
And so we didn't have to go very far to see, let alone, you know, to help people in need. I think in 21st century America, I think there's an awful lot of Americans who have the ability and the desire to give back, but they never even see anybody. They don't see the need. They don't live with the need. They're not around the need. What do you think about that, Drew?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. You know, there's a great charity that's nearby where I live that's called InVision that I tell you is a real eye-opener. I often recommend to people they go down there and volunteer. You know, you can help out and really see that just down the street there are people who not only are struggling but, you know, need some real help to get on their feet. You know, these are not people who are drug addicts or something. These are people who are trying just as hard as you and I and just need a leg up. And we've invited InVision onto the site. They've got a couple of great projects on there that, you know, can help people get that extra leg up they need to really get back on track.
Well, you know, I've been a member of the same church for a long, long time, for decades, since 1969. And I remember back in the 70s, there wasn't as much community organization for people who had needs like that other folks could help with, and so the churches were relied upon as a place where people could go and they could talk to the people who run the churches about their needs, and then members of the church would find out about this, and Sunday school classes and different organizations would take on a family or you know, raise some money and just have it available for those people. And for a long time you could get involved in some of those things. But now there are a lot of communities, there are community organizations that sort of are the bureaus or the clearinghouses for a lot of these things. And a lot of those things, a lot of that need never gets to the churches anymore. And so I'm really seeing this disconnect. It's not really a disconnect. Maybe there's just sort of a buffer or distance between the need and the benevolence. And I, that's one of the reasons I like talking about what you guys are doing, Drew. I'm really my hat's off to the way you guys have aggregated all of these opportunities for people to give back.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. You know, I was having a similar conversation with someone who's a donor on the site the other day, who was talking about how he's, you know, always very consistently given to his church. He continues to do so and has done it for years. But now that he's discovered Bring Light, he also ends up giving to a lot of the projects here on the site. And it's really because, you know, on the one hand, he knows that his church is doing good with the money and he'll continue to give him that money. But the thing that he loves about the site is that he can see exactly where his money is going. And he gets sort of a very tangible feeling of accomplishing something when he gives on the site, whereas giving to the church is much more like throwing the money into a big fund that, you know, who knows what it gets used for. It gets used for lots of things, but you don't actually get to see or touch those things. So, you know, you can come to the site and you can see a picture of one of the kids who gets a gift on Christmas, or you can see a picture of the dog that gets saved
there,
as a result.
There's some beautiful...
It's powerful.
Beautiful, breathtaking, powerful smiles that you'll see here on this site, folks. It's bringlight.com. Let me ask you a question. What do you guys work with the Wounded Warrior Project? Is that on your site?
I don't know that one, no.
Is that the kind of thing? These are the families and the members of our military who've come back and who need a little bit of extra help. I don't know if that was something... My organization, my family, and my organization contribute to that, and I wondered if that was part of your group. Quick break. Stand by, Drew. We're going to take a quick one, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jim. This is Joan Pride with the Kiplinger Editors. Has it really been 10 years? I guess it only feels like 20. Anyway, happy anniversary.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find our show. You can podcast it. You can stream it. You can subscribe to it by RSS. Lots of stuff there you can do with our show, including take fair use possession in a podcast. And we got not only today's show can you do that with, but also the thousands of shows we've conducted and collected since 1999. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read hundreds of articles, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our Brain Trust. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. Lots of good stuff there. And don't forget to check on our knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can get small business answers right now. We're visiting with Drew McManus. He's one of the founders of Bring Light, B-R-I-N-G, Light, L-I-G-H-T, .com. It's an outstanding website. I encourage you to check out. This is where you can make contributions online with the credit card, of course, and you can pick out a charity. I mean, that's the cool thing about this, Drew, is I can go online and find a charity maybe I never heard of, just something that interests me, something that tugs at my heartstring a little bit. Might be, you know, could be one, you know, the one that I'd be interested in might not be the one you'd be interested in.
Yeah, we try to have something for everybody. You know, there's some of the most popular charities on the site have to do with animals. We definitely seem to have a lot of animal lovers on the site, but there's also ones on civil rights or the environment, or there's all kinds of different things on there. Something for everyone.
You know, I wanted to tell a little quick story. I don't think I've told this on the air, but I might have. Been a long time if I have. For a long time, we got caught up in the classic holiday giving, you know, scenario of sending fruit and nuts and cookies and plants and stuff like that.
Sure.
And one day I walked in our kitchen and at our office here, and I noticed the fruit was rotting, the cookies were crumbly, and the candy was gone. and I was whiter than I had been. You know, I was retaining candy, I guess you could say. And I realized, you know what, I didn't eat that like candy. And I'm sorry, Harry and David, but your fruit didn't get eaten like it should have been. And I started imagining what else was going on in other break rooms and kitchens where I had sent the things that we sent to our customers and our good friends. And so we decided that we added we added up all the money for the items and for the shipping and all that kind of stuff, and also the Christmas cards, believe it or not, we added all that up. Guess what? It was a lot of money. It was five figures easy. It was four figures easy.
Sure.
It was I don't know, a couple thousand dollars or more altogether.
Yep.
And that's just my little company. And so what we did, I wrote a letter to and we printed it on nice paper, and we mailed it to these same people a couple of years ago. We started doing this, and we said, you know what? We're not going to send you any more fruit that you're not going to eat. But we have made a donation in your name, on your behalf, to these two groups. And we picked out two organizations, and we made those donations to them. And for whatever it's worth, our particular two are the Wounded Warrior Project and the Arnold Palmer Women's and Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida. Those two organizations that we feel very strongly about. And so that's what we did. And you know what? Here's the interesting thing. And this is what I think was compelling to me. We got more calls. Nobody ever called me and said, hey, Jim, thanks for the oranges.
That's right.
But we got phone calls from people who said, Jim, this really touched me that you made a donation in my honor to these organizations. We got calls about that.
Yeah, it just shows you the power of giving. You know, we have people who come to the site and form these giving groups and invite their friends to get involved. And, you know, it's a whole new level of interaction and a whole new level of sharing that, you know, sometimes it surprises people at how powerful it can be.
And, you know, Drew, you're talking to fertile ground here when you're talking mm-hmm. to my audience.
Yeah.
Because there is no group on planet Earth that's more benevolent, that gives back more to their community and to those who have need, than small business owners.
That's absolutely true, and we see a lot of that on the site. We see people who form giving groups around small businesses for their own employees or for their own customers to help people make a difference around causes that are important to them.
Well, absolutely, and folks, quickly, Drew, tell us, we got about a minute left. Folks, it's bringlight.com. I'm glad to tell you about this website. Drew, tell us again what you guys have done to verify that the groups that you recommend are not only are they legitimate, but that there's not too much administration, that most of the money goes to the good.
Yeah, so all the charities and projects that you see on our website have been screened by us. We ensure that the organizations are legit. And that's not just that they are a public charity, but also that they're a well-managed public charity, and that an appropriate amount of their expenses go to overhead and an appropriate amount go to programs. We've verified that they're actually conducting these projects that you see on the site, so you can really give with confidence.
Yeah.
And I'll just mention we've got a couple of great holiday-related projects that are featured on the site right now from the Family Giving Tree. You should go take a look.
Okay, that's Bring Light, BRINGLIGHT, bringlight.com. Hey, Drew, thanks for being here. Happy holidays, and thanks for all that you do.
Thank you very much.
Quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. This ain't no place for losers, or the universe.
smile.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. Small business owners, if you want to become a legend in your industry, you need more than vision and determination. You need Administaff. Administaff helps America's best small and medium-sized business owners, including me, achieve their dreams of success.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Linda Neiser, owner of MPS, a nationwide staffing company specializing in the mortgage industry based right here in Texas. Administaff is definitely a powerful advocate for small business owners. They handle our employment-related paperwork, provide our employees with big company benefits, and reduce the liabilities I face as an employer. Being able to offer all the Administaff benefits has really given us a competitive advantage recruiting top talent. Now we can focus on more important things, like winning new business.
To become a business legend like Linda, call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit Administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Jim Blassingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you'd already been listening, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. You're going to be glad you did because Matt Cartwright is in the building. Matthew Cartwright Esquire is here. Matt is an attorney with the firm Munley & Cartwright out of the great state of
Pennsylvania, the great city of Scranton. And he's our good friend. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me again, Jim, and congratulations on being number one on Google. I bet you that wasn't one of your life goals when you started out.
You know, when my mother brought me into the world, she looked at my dad and she said, one day he'll be number one on Google. hey, Matt, and by the way, folks, another thing that I like about Matt is he's a fellow Rotarian. And he's a very active member of Rotary, and so that's another thing he and I have in common, and I admire him very much about. You know, speaking of Rotary and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have gone to war over polio, and they've been getting a lot of press lately, as you may have seen. But what a lot of people don't know is decades before there was even a Bill and Melinda Foundation, Rotary had already declared war on polio, hadn't it?
Well, that's right. 1987 was when Rotary threw its full weight behind the campaign to stamp out polio. Polio has been dead in the United States for many years, but it's the rest of the world we're worried about, particularly the emerging nations. And it's always a struggle. You have to stamp out the last case of it before you can certify it as eradicated.
Well, polio, Rotary eradicated polio in the Western Hemisphere in the last 10 years.
That's right.
And there was one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.